Next patient is Paulette Lamarca, the last name, L-A-M-A-R-C-A. First name, Paulette, P-A-U-L-E-T-T-E. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old patient of Dr. Toussaint, T, like in tango, O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T, who is following this practice because of the presence of CK, who is referred to this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a history of breast cancer that was treated with a lumpectomy. She has more than 40 years of diabetes mellitus that has been controlled with diet, hyperlipidemia, and COPD. She quit smoking more than 3 years ago, but currently smokes hemp, H-E-M-P oil, period. When I had the opportunity to interview the patient, she doesn't have any complaints. She says that she has energy, that she doesn't have any aches or pains, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, alterations in the GU system, period. She drinks significant amount of fluid, close to 60 ounces on daily basis, and for a patient like her, that is 5'3", is a significant amount, and for that reason she has nocturia times 2. Her BMI is 17.7, period. In the referral, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 21, and the estimated EFR that is 57, and the microalbumin creatinine ratio is just 7. Period. The urinalysis is completely normal without proteinuria or activity of the urinary sediment. Period. From the kidney point of view, the patient is very stable. There is no evidence of kidney disease at the present time, period. Number two, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and she is advised to quit using any type of inhaling substances, even more when they are suspecting an autoimmune disorder, period. Following number three, the patient is suspected to have an autoimmune disorder. The ANA has been reported negative. The screening for lupus and the screening for Sjogren, S-J-O-G-R-E-N syndrome, is negative. It's very difficult to say that this patient has an activity from the autoimmune disease point of view. The only test that is out of range is the sedimentation rate, that is 46. The range is up to 40. However, this inflammation could be related to the use of inhaling substances and the use of processed food, the recommendation at this point is to stop the use of any type of inhaler inhaled substance, switch to a plant-based diet, avoid the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, period. Following number, the patient has a cholesterol of 212, and she says that it's probably related to things that she eats. She eats a lot of chicken. Following number, the patient has a history of breast cancer. Surveillance has been given and she's asymptomatic and didn't have any chemotherapy. Paragraph, I am going to discuss the case with the primary care physician. Period. In the plan, I am going to let the follow-up at discretion of the primary care physician if necessary. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the referral. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.